Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has decided to allow members of his Likud party to vote on his plan to dismantle nearly all 21 settlements in the Gaza Strip. The referendum among the 200,000 party members is expected to take place sometime after Sharon returns from a scheduled visit to Washington 2 weeks from now. The decision to hold the referendum comes at a time when Sharon's own future is uncertain, clouded by corruption scandal. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Jerusalem. Why has Sharon decided to hold this referendum?
Well, he's looking for political support, Bob, for this evacuation plan. It's a hot plan. You have hawkish parties ardently opposed because they want no concessions over land. And Sharon needs support, especially when corruption investigations that you mentioned are lapping at his doorstep. The fact is that an increasing number of Israelis support dismantling the Jewish settlements in Gaza, which is what this plan would do. It's becoming very costly in terms of the treasury to maintain them, and it's also, of course, costly in blood on both sides. And if he wins at the party level, ostensibly he gains the support of the broad middle of the country. The registered Likud members tend to be conservative, end of the political spectrum, and analysts say they are broadly representative of the country at this moment.
Is he likely to win?
Well, it looks like it'll be close. The polls commissioned last night by two newspapers showed that just over 50% of the Likud party members support the plan to pull out of Gaza. Just over a third are opposed to it. Clearly, this referendum, though, is not without risks. Sharon pledged that the vote would be binding. And a no vote, of course, at a time when he's under investigation, would leave him politically vulnerable. But analysts say that Sharon has calculated that going to Likud is a lot safer than taking a vote to the entire Israeli public or taking it even to the Knesset, where a majority is questionable. So he takes it to his party. If he wins, he calls it a general victory, and he helps to sideline and deal a blow to the hardliners in the Likud who have been sniping at him over this pullout plan.
Now, what happens if Sharon is indicted?
Well, the long career of Ariel Sharon could come to an end and possibly disrupt whatever plans may be afoot to withdraw from Gaza. It's not clear whether he would be compelled to resign if he were indicted. But again, analysts expect that he would be pressured to step down. His credibility has plunged because of the two corruption investigations, which also involve his son, Gilad. One is over alleged illegal campaign financing, another over alleged bribe-taking involving a real estate deal in the Greek islands when he was foreign minister in the late 90s. Sharon denies any wrongdoing, says he's bearing up well. But public opinion surveys show that a majority of Israelis are skeptical that Ariel Sharon knew nothing, heard nothing, and saw nothing, as he says.
And if he's not indicted?
If he's not indicted, Sharon could come out strengthened from this. But the attorney general is the one who will make the final decision on whether to formally charge Sharon with bribery, fraud, breach of trust. And that decision isn't expected for another month, possibly two. Now, apart from the gravity of indicting a sitting prime minister, there's also, this is a new attorney general, so he's expected to move very cautiously. And before that decision comes, Sharon hopes to nail down a plan to evacuate Gaza. And if he can pull off an evacuation, he goes down in the history books.
And then Sharon comes to Washington to meet with President Bush in mid-April.
Yes, and the more hawkish elements of his cabinet don't want him to go to Washington right now. They say he has no business doing that with a possible indictment looming, and say the trip should be postponed until the attorney general makes his decision on whether to indict him. But Sharon plans to visit Washington as scheduled. He hopes to come back with President Bush's stamp of approval for his Gaza evacuation plans. And tomorrow, three U.S. envoys are due to meet with Sharon on this very subject.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Jerusalem.